Hi, everyone. Welcome. We're still alive. All right, I better something or other. Could somebody else lead them? I'm just kidding. I'm just being silly. But actually, I'm being honest. I was thinking, oh my goodness, I have to lead a meditation. Me? No. What is wrong with our world? What is wrong with our world? We're meditating, we're showing up, we're welcoming our bodies, we're doing our inner work, and Jesus Christ. All right, Evelyn. Was my little venting moment. Just to prove to you that even though I get to facilitate and guide this meditation, I'm really should be relegated at the back of the class. Somebody else should be coming. Anybody want to volunteer? No, I'm gonna no, I don't want anybody to volunteer. I'm gonna stay in charge. All right. I hope nobody's new because they'll be thinking, Jesus, who is this woman? Okay, that felt good actually. I think I spent the whole day on my own and I needed a little bit of silliness. So thank you for being my silly audience. Silliness audience, yes. And make sure you're comfortable. And when you are ready, you can close your eyes and I mean, silliness sometimes is a way to masquerade or hide deeper emotions, and I suspect that's what's going on for me, and I suspect that's what's going on for many of us, not just because of the American elections, that we may have different opinions. It's not really about that. It's more about the atmosphere. That in fact it's maybe also because it's very upsetting to see how polarized things are, have become, continue to be, and I think it affects the field. It affects me, and I'm sure it affects you. And so that's my excuse for the silliness. That actually is probably just a little bit of hiding something deeper. And thanks to you who have shown up. Maybe we'll make some space for deeper layers. So here we are. In order to make space for deeper layers, the space that welcomes these layers. I think it needs to be felt, and I think when we come together, it awakens. It's never not here, but it awakens when we come together. It constellates. I know you know that and feel that too. So here it is, this open space, this mystery. That says yes to all appearances, moment by moment. It may take a little time to bring yourself to this open space for your hearts, my heart, to realign. With the invisible heart. Maybe trust your body. Your body, she, he, it knows about alignment. I'm not talking about yogic alignment. I'm talking about more of a feeling or a vibration where your body, for example, knows its intimate connection with the earth on which it sits. This deep, intimate connection between body and earth, let it speak. Maybe your body needs to move a little tiny bit so that you feel the relationship between the earth and the body, and between the body and the earth. Which speaks of a much greater, more mysterious connection between all things. For example, feel how the sound of my voice ripples in the field of your tactile awareness. There's a recognition, an intimate connection between the vibration of my voice and that, whatever that is right this moment that is perceiving it. You don't have to manufacture anything. We don't have to manufacture anything. It's right here, this interconnectedness. As we enter the meditation, really allow yourselves to breathe, to sigh, even to move the body. Maybe that's part of entering the shrine. It's how the body mind aligns itself with the vibration of openness. Make sure the breath becomes more natural in the sense of being allowed. It doesn't mean it becomes more even and perfect yogic breath. It might betray what it's been in touch with. It might be a burdened breath, a heavy breath. But allow it to be and to flow as it flows, moment by moment, and taste it. And the body and the space beyond the body, the literal so-called air that extends in all directions around the body. It's so intimately connected with the body. Feel that too. That is how we can know that, yeah, that's how we can know that. Feeling the touch of the temperature on the skin of your hands, of your face. Feeling how the hands naturally expand. That's their natural mode. Your palms, your fingertips. Let them. They might teach something or remind something to the whole rest of your body about that possibility. And before we sink deeper into a meditation, I think we'll move a little bit like we did last time. And I think we'll come to standing simply because I don't know how comfortable it is to come to lying. We'll have to talk about that for another time. But for now, just very, very gently, perhaps in your own way, without opening your eyes, make your way to standing. But be like a creature, an animal would. So maybe first on all fours, feeling, come to all fours and feel the texture under your palms of the rug or the floor. And maybe while you're on all fours, before coming up, let your body move a little bit, stretching, arching, curling your spine. Reaching back with your pelvis, only if it's comfortable. If it's awkward, just you can make your way up to standing immediately. But otherwise, just take your time, breathing, stretching, and then perhaps you curl your toes under, and that helps you come either into a downward dog or just simply onto your feet. And then your knees might be bent. And this is how I'm doing it, but there are many ways to come to standing in a sort of organic way. And you don't have to open your eyes. Just stay with the tactile feeling. I'm going to Push my screen up in case you need to check, but trust your own bodies. But here we are standing. Maybe your feet hip width apart. Maybe you take your socks off if that's comfortable. I'm going to do that. Without opening your eyes, that's quite a challenge. Try it. In terms of balance, I mean. Can you keep your eyes closed and take your socks off? If you can't, that's perfectly legitimate. And then here we are again. Just standing. And you know nothing about standing. You're discovering it moment by moment. Feel your feet, just observe. Your feet, is the weight equally balanced between the two feet? Feel your left foot very alive. Your heel, your sole, your toes. Hello. Temperature under the foot. Feel the other foot. Can't remember which one we were feeling, but feel, I think it's the right foot now. Heel, sole, toes. Feel both feet. Are you breathing? You're allowed, otherwise you die. Breath is flowing. Is it a battle with the floor? Are you leaning against a hard floor? Can you maybe remember that that's not necessary? Feel the weight of your lower body can sort of flow down through the feet into the earth without having to fight the earth. That's just a projection of the mind. If you want, you could visualize that you're standing on the belly of your best friend, creature, soft belly. Breathing belly under your feet, very alive. Yes. Now feel, bring your attention to the top of your head. Place a pile of plates on top of your head, not heavy, but still a pile of plates. Balance them right on top of your head. Maybe your chin needs to come down a tiny bit, the back of your neck long, balancing the plates. Rooting with your feet. Welcome, whatever. There might be some discomfort. It's okay. Say yes, you're welcome to the body, to the layers. Welcome. It's not dangerous. Can you feel your pelvis? Do you have to grip your buttocks? Is it necessary? I don't think so. Can you relax your belly? All those holding, gripping habits for security, maybe we can just postpone that for now. Soft belly, soft buttocks, open hips. Is that possible? Open ankle. Feel your whole body. Don't have a memory of the body, just the living body, moment by moment. The body of sensations, very alive, very sensual. And your arms, feel your arms. Your left arm, left hand, left fingertips, very alive. Your left arm, cutting the space as it comes up slowly, weightlessly. Left arm floating up to the horizontal, long arm. Feel the arm, it's like a ripple of energy. It extends all the way to the wall in front. Why not? With your fingertips, they're very alive. You're touching the wall in front. Feel the whole body. Empty it of all unnecessary tension, your shoulders, your hips, your feet, your jaw, your forehead. Yes, now you open, slice the air with the left arm as it opens to the left side slowly. Feel side of the hand slicing the air. It's got substance. It's rippling, it's creating ripples of energy. Long left arm resting on the horizontal plane, and the right arm is resting in the right arm. Yes. Slowly the left arm comes down. Slowly, the last one to arrive gets the Olympic medal. Slow relaxing of the left arm. If standing becomes too difficult, you can sit on a chair and continue to follow the exercises. But if it's just a matter of a little resistance, then really explore, explore. Feel the difference, left arm, right arm. Left hand, very alive, palm of the left hand. Can you feel it radiating some warmth into the left thigh? Why not? Dropping the shoulder into the tips of the left finger. And now it's the right hand, very alive, tingling, long fingertips, and the right arm is floating up. Don't do it, feel it. It's caressing you. Long, long arm. You have no idea, no memory, no image, just a raw sensation. Tips of the fingers caressing the wall in front, right shoulder, a little fire burning into the space all around. Feel the whole body. It's one global sensation. Yes, it is. And now carving the space to the right with the right arm. Don't do it. Don't anticipate. Don't, she said. That's not right. If you anticipate, see that, feel that. Resting the right arm on the space, on the horizontal plane. Resting the left arm even deeper into the left arm, dropping that left shoulder. Yes, and then slowly, slowly. Don't rush. Last one. Winner. The right arm coming back. Yes. Bend your knees a little bit, just bend them a little bit. Maybe a tiny little bouncing with the knees. Just very gentle. Ah, and a little sigh. Yes. And then let that resolve back into stillness. We're going to, with the knees very slightly bent, we're going to pour the torso into the space in front slowly. Your arms are sort of hanging and your torso is coming down. Can the feet stay soft with your as you're melting the head, the arms, the shoulders, the torso, pouring, relaxing. Maybe you're resting the torso on your thighs. Long inhale, long exhale. And again, long inhale. Long exhale, yeah. And the beach ball carrying the torso back up. Knees are bent. Nothing to do. Just let the torso be carried back to the vertical. The plates are shattered all around, but here they come again, the beautiful pile of plates, miraculously not shattered on your head. Now both arms floating up, long fingertips. And carving the space right and left, opening the arms. Don't do it. Turning your palms to face the space. Long inhale from the soles of the feet to the heart area with the inhale and with the out breath. Extend, spread the breath out into the space in front. A few breaths like that. So here we go, breathing in through the soles of the feet. Exhale, spreading the breath into the space. One more time, the arms can come down as you do this. Again, long inhale through the soles of the feet. Spreading the exhale into the space in front. Let the breath be natural. See if there's a little movement, little free movement that wants to arise, let it arise. Letting the body move just naturally. Maybe the fingers, I mean, sorry, the feet spread apart a little wider. Maybe there's a little circle at the hips. That's what's happening here. At least some movement with the hips. And some movement with other articulations of the body. Your shoulders, your hands, your wrists, your ankles. Your neck and shoulders. Feel all the possibilities for movement through your joints, your articulations, and just let that come to life. You could, the image that's coming is of being one of those puppets, those old-fashioned puppets that have lots of different articulation. Well, they have as many articulations, probably less than we, but feel that there's a the puppeteer is masterfully moving your puppet body. Into very unexpected, strange, slow but strange movements. And then just let this continue. But from time to time, the puppeteer stops the movement and you stay in the posture for a few seconds and you relax it, even if it's the most contorted posture, just surrender it to the space, and then oh, here it goes again. And it freezes, puppeteer surrenders everything to stillness, and you can purify that strange posture. Offer it to the space all around, and off it goes again. Breathing, and maybe the puppeteer is feeling a little bit more expansive. The puppeteer is quite a large puppeteer, and therefore the puppet is becoming larger too. Feel your body expanding as it moves, perhaps quickening the movement. But you don't know, right? You're not doing the movement. Hands and fingers might be caressing the walls and the going through the walls, and maybe your legs and your feet are moving too, your toes, your heels, your knees. Lifting, are they lifting perhaps? Maybe there's a thread right at your belly button and it pulls you in very strange directions. Yes. And slowly, gently, letting everything begin to wind down back to stillness, but take your time. Back to standing still with the body. Breathing. Dropping the shoulders. Can you drop the shoulders? Drop them into your hips. Feel your left shoulder. And then feel your left hip. Just make them one sensation. Now feel your right shoulder and your right hip. And see if you can make them one sensation. Just for fun. Yes. And feel your left hand, the palm of your left hand, very alive. It's not a hand anymore, it's just a tingling of sensation. And it radiates something into your left thigh. Maybe can you feel the sensuality of the contact, even if it's not touching? The left thigh, and perhaps we can feel the whole left side of the body, feeling the left Side of the face, forehead, the cheek, the jaw, left side of the neck, whole length, left side of the arm, armpit, waist, pelvis, thigh, knee, calf, ankle, foot, whole left side of the body. Maybe you can radiate warmth to the space to the left, touching the space to the left with the left side of the body. It's already happening, it's already there, it's just a revelation, not a intentional doing. Breathing, otherwise we're dead. And now let's explore the right side. Feel your right palm. Let it come to life. Tingling of the palm, fingers, fingertips, very sensual, very tactile. Feel the energy between the palm and the thigh. Between the thigh and the palm, it's coming to life, perhaps, perhaps not, and that's fine. Just following, seeing what happens. Beginning to taste the right side of the body, not as a memory, but rather as a living dance of sensations, feeling the right side of your face, forehead, eye, your right temple, your right jaw, your neck on the right side, shoulder, armpit, right arm, wrist, hand, hips, the right thigh, right side of the thigh, knee, calf, ankle, right foot, the whole right side of the body. Not mechanical. Energy. Touching the space beyond on the right side. It's safe. It's friendly. It's not dead, which is what we usually feel and conceive. Yes, just flirting with this. Reunion of our sense of our perception with the true felt tactility of the body, a body that is connected deeply with the space all around. Okay, a little bit more movement. See if you can. Maybe put your hands on your hips and make a little circle with your hips. Maybe you need to bend your knees a bit and just make a little, spread your feet a little wider and make a circle with your hips slowly so you don't injure your back. Shoulders are relaxed. Maybe a little holding in your abdominals so that you support your lower back. And you can make the circle bigger, letting your torso move in corresponding arcs. Make sure it's coming from flow. Empty the articulations. Yes, and then the other way. Start slow, slow, sensual. That's the main thing. Feel the lower abdomen, the pelvis, as if you were a belly dancer warming up for her very sensual act a little later. Yes, and then make it a little bigger. Make sure you support the lower Yes. And then let the hips, just the hips, well, not just the hips, but the hips initiate. Let them move, really explore movement. Our poor hips, they don't really get much outings. Maybe make some circle of eights. Reaching your tailbone away back. Yes, and come back. For no reason. Back to stillness. Feel your pelvis alive, your sexual area. Lower abdomen. It's hard to feel for many of us because we're out of touch, but so just to be with whatever is here. Maybe you're bending your knees a bit so you can really feel the weight of your pelvis dropping, connecting with the earth. There's a resonance between the perineum and the earth. They have things to tell each other. Make sure the feet haven't started up that fight that they like to have sometimes with the ground. It's a standing on that belly of your creature. It's very alive, it's breathing. Yes, and we're going to very gently come back down to sitting. Take your time. Maybe finding another, maybe the puppeteer is helping find an interesting choreography to come back down. To sitting on a chair or on a cushion, find a way that's aligned and comfortable. Hello, body. Feel this body just as it is right this moment. Maybe it's remembered a little bit. Its sensual, tactile nature that it shares with the earth and the elements and the whole cosmos. Make sure the legs are surrendered to gravity. The hips. The breath. Feel the breath, the inhale. Originating under the floor, penetrating the body, the inhale through the perineum, pervading the body as it moves up in your own rhythm, of course, and with the exhale, it spreads out into the space in front. Just do that in your own rhythm and at the same time. Surrendering the weight of the arms, the the legs. And if you know Ujjayi breath, with the filter at the back of the throat that makes a very beautiful sound, you can apply that to the breathing. Long inhale, long exhale. There's a pause at the top of the inhale. There's a pause at the bottom of the exhale. The breath is flowing up through the perineum, through the central channel of the body, to the heart area. And with the exhale, it spreads out into the space in front. Mixing with the substance of the air in front. Yes, after the next exhale, let that breath go. Give your shoulders and your neck and your whole spine a little movement, a little undulation, maybe the puppeteers coming in to help. Then you don't have to think about it. The puppeteer has put some little strings at every rib so that it can articulate your whole rib cage this way and then that way. Oh, and it's got threads tied to your shoulders, one shoulder, then the other shoulder. And it's got some on your ears. It's pulling one ear and then the other. It's doing all sorts of mischief, this puppeteer. And it has these magic powers to mix the substance of the body with the space all around, to take substance of your pelvis and the substance of the earth and make a kind of mixture. Yes, and now back to stillness. Let it find itself, the place of stillness, the body, how it likes to be in stillness. Let it find itself rather than imposing anything. Let yourself listen deeply as the body tells you how it likes to be. Feel your whole body. This one amorphous cloud-like sensation of which you really don't know where the borders are, and you don't really want to ever know, at least not when you're in meditation. Feel this feeling of fuzzy borders and even maybe borderlessness. Now feel the breath, another breath. We feel the inhale coming from the space behind the body. The in-breath moving into the body, into the torso from the space behind. And there's a pause. And again, long exhale, spreading it into the space in front, in your own rhythm. Ujjayi breath if you know it. Feel with the exhale, the whole body is opening to the space beyond in front. With the inhale, it's the back body that is porous and open. Don't do it though, feel it. Let it happen effortlessly. Long inhale, pause. Long exhale, pause. Breath as it flows in, it permeates the whole body, brings life into the body. And with the exhale, it's a sense of emptying the body. Yes, after the next exhale, let the breath be natural. Let the spine collapse as if the puppeteer had let go of, made the strings slack, the strings that connect with the spine. It's made it slack, so you collapse the spine, collapse the shoulders, the head. Floppy body, floppy, floppy. Feel the connection with the earth. Feel the breath. Feel the aliveness at the perineum, at the root of your body, the mysterious root of the body. So mysterious. This place where life begins. And slowly, that little flame of energy maybe rise up from that very root of your body. Little flame begins to rise up, and as it rises up, the body also rises up, but it's not mechanical, it's more like a very caressing sensation, your whole torso touching the space in front and the sides and the back. Yes, your arms sort of flowing, warm water flowing over your shoulders, over your arms, so that they can move down as the torso moves up. Warm water pouring down the back of the body, shoulder blades, back of the pelvis. So the whole back body sort of melting down, and that flame of energy is moving up in front, the torso, the whole front of the body sort of licking, kissing the space in front. Very, very sensual. I almost want to say sexual, but not quite, but almost. I think that that's a key for us, because we need to wake that energy desperately. Don't be shy with that. Possibility of making love to the space with your bodies. Yes, and slowly feel your arms floating off your lap just very lightly. I feel like you're like a ghost, like a puppet ghost. Slowly, the torso, thanks to the puppeteer, is turning towards the left. Very, very slow. And you stop right before the body becomes a hard doing body. Pause and just empty the body even more. Empty it, let the legs hang down into the earth. The shoulders are empty, the hips are empty, the face is empty. Yes, now the puppeteer is turning the torso slowly, very smooth. He's expert towards the right side. Ironing out all the little jerkiness. Yes, and hovering right before it becomes dense. It stays like porcelain, like very, very subtle. Hovering, emptying the back of the body. Yes. And back to the center slowly. Don't do it. Let the puppeteer do it. Yes. And the arms fold back down. Maybe one hand in the other. Feeling the gentleness, the softness of that quality of gentleness and softness when we reunite with the body, space, earth. Which maybe creates a field of gentleness for the feelings. Which are also tactile, the feelings, the resistance, the tension that we accumulate. Maybe now there's more soft tissue, soft energy tissue, soft for things to ripple out. Yes, don't do anything now, just softing together. Have a 5-minute break and come back together. Thank you, everyone.
Hi, welcome back. Can you see me okay? Because it's a little bit glitchy. Yeah, good. Is anybody here for the f Christine, were you? Hi, nice to see you. I guess some of you, a few were here for the first time and I was being silly. Oh, well, too bad. I don't feel silly at all anymore. Anyway, it's your turn now. Janet's put her hat on. Look like a rapper or something. Are you going to rap?
No, it's very cold here because I don't have my heater on because it makes too much noise.
Oh yeah, I turn my heater off too when I know. Did you turn it back on? How can it be cold in California? We have snow here. So, yeah. All right. If you want to speak or ask or share, you're very welcome to.
Well, since I already opened up my mouth, I just want to say one more thing, which is that at the beginning when you said, I think I got here a couple minutes late, but you were talking about, you're apologizing for the state of the world and everything, for talking about the state of the world. And I just thought, this is not the shrine of perfection. And I love that. We're not in the shrine of perfection. We don't have to be perfect. And
No.
we are perfect, but anyway, I just wanted to share that.
All right, Janet.
Oh.
I thought I was perfect. I thought this was a shrine of perfection.
Is the shine, but you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
Yeah. And it touched me actually to think that I was really touched.
Well, I mean, who wants perfection, I think that's, and then I don't want to talk, but I think that's what it was ups is has been upsetting me. I don't know if I'm gonna, you know what? I'm not gonna say anything. I'm gonna let you guys talk, and maybe it will become more clear. But it's not to do with perfection, but to do with how we are supposed to know, where we stand with on this side or that side of whatever issue, and in a way that is a sort of perfectionism. It's and we. We're not able anymore, it seems, in this world to inhabit the place of curiosity and conversation and exploration, which I think the yoga, it really is all about that, isn't it? It's about touching the life of our experience, and it's certainly not about knowing. Anyway, zip it, lock it, put it in my pocket. That's what my little niece says when she. Please say something, someone else.
I'm new. My name is
Oh,
Hi.
hello. Hi, Sharon.
Hi. I've been wanting to meet you for a long time, so nice to be here.
Nice to chat.
I don't know. I hope I'm not spiritual bypassing, but I actually feel I really listened to a talk about staying in the unknown with this, especially with the election, what happened here in the States. And it really helped me to be just in the present moment in the unknown, that it hasn't happened. I don't know how it's happening already, but it's not happened yet. It's not, this is what's happening right now. This is it. This is right here is what's happening right now. And so I'm just staying here right now, and I'm not going into the stories about it or
Good for you, Sharon.
the whole cultural talk about what it could be or what it is or what's happening. I guess I'm not going there. I'm not listening to it.
Sounds good. And don't let yourself convince yourself that you're spiritual bypassing because, it could change. I think we have to be honest, and sometimes we have. We're graced with this, with what you're graced with, which is being in touch with this not knowing, which is really the alignment with our true nature in a way, but which doesn't mean we're spiritual bypassing, but it's just that there's this sort of understanding that we don't know and that we can be present like that. And then maybe, suddenly something happens, your partner, your best friend, your colleague says something that pushes you out of that space for a moment. And
I was hoping that a resilience would show up in people, and an understanding, and a unity, and that and a heart opening. Like I'm feeling more that in times of adversity, or in times of war, or in times, and I haven't been in that in a war. I haven't been in a war, so I don't know. But that's the doom of it, like you could go into the doom of what's happening, or I'm not, I don't know.
Well,
I'm here right now.
I don't know, and you're here. Yes, exactly.
Exactly. I don't know. I'm here right now.
Yeah.
Nice to be here with all you all and move. That was lovely. I couldn't do what you were saying because I just played pickleball. My body was hurting a lot. Chronic pain, like the little pains I have, and I was just listening to my body, and it felt wonderful to do that.
Well, that's great, Sharon, and it's nice to have you.
Thank you. Lovely to be here. I can feel the energy of it.
Well,
Hi, Len.
hi. Yeah, I really appreciate what you just said, Sharon. For me, it's aligning with living in the question. Finding a way to allow living in the question to be okay. And interestingly enough, no one knows. Everyone's living in the question, even the people who think they're in charge. Nobody's in charge. And for me, and actually some other friends as well, all of a sudden the TV news has gone silent because we don't. It was so intensely involving up to the time of this election. And so different friends that we have done this, we're all, not all, but it's like now it's time to just come back in and be okay with living in the question. And somehow that seems to connect what you were saying. Felt that resonance. And my hips have never had an outing, ever.
What do you mean?
You said just have an outing.
Surely they've had plenty of outings, your hips, then,
Just
with a woman.
the wonderful language of outing and hips, that's all. I love that. Thank you. That made me really, in the middle of it all, I was just laughing about.
Thank you, Len. Thank you. Thank you. Living with a question. Yeah.
In the question,
In the question.
in
As
the
the
question.
question. As the question.
Yeah.
No.
The question of the unknown. What exactly is the question?
Oh, Claire.
Anyway, as far as I, level, the whole spectrum of on one level despair and allowing despair, kind of feeling despair, not a story, but as a felt sense in the body, feeling that, and then inviting, I thought, well, inviting my body, can you tell me what the opposite of despair feels like? And I didn't know. I guess that was not knowing. I didn't know. And what arose was excitement in my body. And I heard the words very clearly. This is the moment for which you were born. So feeling both of those things, both the despair. I mean, I used to also watch a lot of news, and now I just kind of peek at it. I just peek at it, and when I go, oh my God, are you kidding me? I mean, this is like a cultural suicide mission. I mean, really, it's beyond clown car. It's like, I mean, it is surreal the level of insanity it is here. So anyway, so I have these moments where it's like, and then, so then, being with it, feeling it in the body, and then, eventually my nervous system calms down, and there's a sense of the not knowing, and what was being said, the right now, what's happening right now, and so coming here in the shrine, everything about it was perfect, including your silliness. But I didn't feel like it was exactly a hiding exactly what you were doing. It felt to me more like it was kind of an energetic stake,
Yeah,
I
bit
don't
of
think
all
there
of
is any intentional or even unconscious, hiding per se. That didn't seem right to me, but could be true for you. But what felt
well.
like for me was that I just kind of like, oh my God, every once in a while we have to just, I mean, the body and the nervous system needs to, do that. And then it was like you saying that you should be at the back of the room,
Don't worry, it's my usual. You don't have to protect me from my
I'm
silliness. That
not,
was even
I'm
more.
not. No. And I'm just saying, what that was just like, I've said this before. It's like, when we come into the shrine, it's not you doing it. It's not you even teaching it. It's coming from a whole other place than the little one who thinks she should be in the back of the room,
Right.
Okay.
Well,
So,
she's here too. She's
and
here too.
she's here too, right? She is.
She's
Yeah.
allowed to hear too.
I know. And I had this great impulse. If we were in person, I'd want to give you a big hug. Anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. That's it.
We can all be, I think we're all at the back of the class,
Yeah,
huddled.
really. Out of the room,
Oh, my goodness.
Ellen, by being in England, I think you absorb the self-deprecation of the British. I'm living with one, and I know.
Well, I was brought up in a French Catholic school, which doesn't help. The from the get-go was. Oh boy, but it does feel good to be together and just and I have to say that, whatever, obviously what's happening in the world is shocking from a certain point of view, but
if we are true to what we know, true to our sense of God, then we must also know that what's happening is what's meant to be, as Robert Adams used to say, all this unfolding in perfection. And which makes it such a koan, like, okay, like, yes, we here it is. And maybe there's some things that are not yet seen, or there, we have to challenge our own beliefs, as valorous and moral as we think our position is, like that guy over there. But it's up for grabs, all of it, which is so great, and perhaps that's a gift of this for us, who are, as Sharon said, we're not in a war situation yet, and so we get still to explore it on an sort of internally. We get to really look at it. I mean, I'm sure some of us are affected by what's happening in the world one way or the other, but still, there's a level of safety that allows us to look at this and wonder about our own place and role, and what is this mirror saying? And much more, but anyway. Anybody else have some question or thoughts or feelings to share?
There were some small things that I liked a lot today, very, very small ideas you gave us. And one of them was this flame which came from the perineum, and you said it's like kissing the space in front of us, and it's, you almost want to say, not only sensual but sexual. And this kind of helped me it was very easy for me to get in a certain kind of intimacy with the space, a very loving, of course, I
Yes.
have this idea of these memories when I'm in this way with another human being, but suddenly I felt it to the space, and it was very nice
Exactly.
that it was easy.
Yes. Well, sometimes the images, they translate so well, and I think it's really good to use those im images. And yes, I mean, I've never said that before, but and in fact, it's not a bad idea to imagine yourself, like the in a very tactile level, almost sort of, it's almost like, ooh, shy, like how can, but no, and to imagine, maybe visualize that you are with your partner, and then you take your partner away, your lover or whatever, or the tree, as one of my teachers says, you visualize the tree, your favorite tree, and you lick the tree from the root to the top of the tree with your tactile sense, and it's extremely sensual. I mean, it's, and that's, of course it is, because that's what our bodies are made of. We come from lovemaking. I mean, it might have not been the most loving, I don't know, maybe our parents, I don't know, whatever, but all of us came out of a sexual act. It's quite something to ponder, isn't it? That the make of us is it's coming from that. Anyway, yeah. What about the puppeteer? Did you guys like that? I thought it was quite helpful. Did it
Yes.
help move? Good.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Nice to have you join us. How are you doing, Maria Rosa? Not answering.
Yeah, I'm just here.
Yeah.
I am still feeling the pressure. It transformed into pain now, physical pain, like the something in my chest here, up here. So it's interesting how it moved from being like a contraction, like like a condensed place. It starts to feel like more like a fire, like a like a physical pain, like really painful.
Yeah, well, that's that, then it's more alive, right? When it's
Yeah.
connected, it's numb, it's crystallized, and it's when our bodies, we're so defended, the habit is so defended that it takes a meeting like this, maybe with a sense of safety and togetherness, for things to at least come back to life. The place that's dense and numb, held, relaxes a bit and paves the way for pain, something that's painful, but that's alive, you know?
It's been interesting because as I walk in the street and I'm feeling this pain and I'm like, okay, like you said last time and I heard it, it's like, okay, it might just be here forever. Okay, that's, that's there it is, the pain, And there are glimpses that I, because it's an emotional pain, it's not like it's not a physical ailment. And there are moments in which I guess because I surrender to it and I'm honest with the fact that, okay, it's there, that I see, that I feel the energy releasing somehow. And for instance, I feel my hips unlocking. There are like waves of like letting go somewhere else when there is that acceptance coming in of, all right,
Yeah,
if this
take,
is like
you
this.
know, Maria Rosa, it's a very mysterious process how these place this woundedness that we all have it, some one way or the other, really deep wound from childhood, from it's mysterious how it repairs. It does repair. It might be there forever, but there is a process of healing because of your the way you orientate yourself in life. You're orientating towards love in a way, towards healing, towards spirituality. So it is repairing. But as one of my therapists once said to me, because I was like you, I mean, and I am like you, but she said, she was talking about therapy, but really I feel like it's any healing or spiritual endeavor. She said, in this case, she said, therapy is like an emergency response that takes a very, very, very long time. And it's the same here. Like when we turn back towards the truth, it's like an emergency response. It's like, but the ripple, it just takes a long time. It's just the way it's configured. And along the way we learn things, like, you know, along the way your hip unlocks suddenly, or some, you know, it's a very irrational, mysterious process. But because our mind is so a bit stupid, our mind, you know, it thinks that things are linear and it wants to get there quickly. But I think once we get used to suffering, this is so not non-dual, you know. In the non-dual world, suffering is an expression of ignorance and you're happy, peace. Well, I don't buy that anymore because it hasn't worked for me. So I'm like, no, I'm just okay with suffering, more okay, more familiar with it, more safe with it. And therefore, it's not that there isn't suffering anymore, but it's just the relationship with it is changing. And I'm sure it's the same with you.
That's such a gem what you said, Mary Rosa and Ellen, of that your friend allowed it and your hips relaxed. Because I have chronic back pain for many years now, many years, and I just allow, okay, it's just always there, and it
Right.
does come and go, so it's a blessing because it comes and goes, but often there a lot. And I started that movement piece with you, and it was there, and so I just let my body move however it wanted, but I didn't have an agenda of trying to fix it. Usually when I do that because I'm trying to relax it in some way, I'm trying to fix it, I'm trying to make it, help it to feel better. And there was no agenda to that. I was just trying to listen to you and listen to my body. That's all I was doing. And it just completely the opposite, it let go. But because I was completely, well, I was listening to my body more than I was listening to the pain, I guess.
Wonderful.
I don't know if that
We
makes
have
sense.
to end, actually. I just noticed it's past the time, so I'm gonna interrupt you, Sharon, and say thank you so much, everyone, for coming. Sorry, Sharon, it's a little abrupt. I just know I hadn't looked at the
No,
time.
I'm grateful.
Yeah. Well, and Maria Rosa, are you, did you finish your thought? Are you okay? Are you? Yeah, okay. All right, everyone. Yeah,
Thank
hug.
you, Ellen. It was wonderful.
Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you, Hilka. See you in a couple of weeks, if some of you, I hope. And we keep going.
Yay.
Bye. Take care.
Thanks,
Lots of
Ellen.
love. Bye bye. Bye, Greg. Bye, Zuzu.
Everyone. Thank
Bye.
you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Goodbye,
Thank
Anna.
you. Bye.
Bye, Doris.
Thanks.